We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
If we human can all be like this, no? Sharing food all the time, sharing what good is to all the members, then we surely have peace in no time.
Hello and welcome, kind viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Myanmar or Burma donates $50,000 to aid Pakistan flood victims. In veg news, a Chinese celebrity couple begins their marriage promoting compassion. In sustainable energy news, the United Kingdom's first wind-powered electric van is on the road. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 8th, eminent Slovak poet Mr. Pavel Orshaga Vyacheslav is remembered. Born in 1849 in Vyšný Kubin, Slovakia, he passed away on this day in 1921. One of the most influential Slovak poets in history, Mr. Vyacheslav is known for his realistic descriptions and reflections of folk songs. He was also an accomplished translator, interpreting Hungarian, Russian, German, and English literature into Slovak. May great poets such as Mr. Pavel Orshaga Vyacheslav continue to create uplifting verses which bring joy and inspiration to many gentle souls.
Fly news. Rainfall inundates France and Italy. Prolonged precipitation across southern France has led to flash floods and landslides this past weekend, with fresh flooding in Italy as well. In France, three people lost their lives in flood-related incidents, as 12 regions were placed on alert, with seven still at the second highest level of orange on Monday, November 7th, after local rivers burst their banks, leaving villages and large tracts of farmland submerged, with thousands who were forced to evacuate. Officials rescued dozens of people with helicopters.
Newspaper Le Monde reported that more than 300 millimeters of rain had fallen in just 3 days, an amount normally recorded over a three-month period.
In northern Italy, the death toll climbed to at least seven by the weekend, as the storm effects extended as far south as Naples, where one person perished. Meanwhile, thousands in more northerly regions were evacuated for their safety as the River Po, Italy's longest, rose by 4 meters, with a bridge in Turin that collapsed due to high waters.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is needed, and to go if possible to render assistance to the most vulnerable. She added that funds for emergency aid are available.
With gratefulness for the protective actions of all officials and rescue teams, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern. May our kinder care for all fellow inhabitants of the planet help relieve such distressing conditions as these.
Floods hit western Rwanda. As reported by Karongi District Mayor Bernard Kayumba, on Monday, November 7th, three people had perished after being swept away by floods the previous Friday. The flooding followed heavy rains that destroyed crops and most bridges along with houses and properties, and also triggered a mudslide, saying that experts had been dispatched to assess the damage and that humanitarian efforts had also been launched. Mayor Kayumba affirmed that conditions in the area were under control.
We are grateful for the prompt assistance of Mayor Kayumba and other Rwandan personnel, wishing the storm-affected a soon recovery of their regular daily lives, as we pray that such intensities are averted through humanity's gentler stewardship of the earth.
International aid extended to flood-hit Central America.
As Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua became inundated with unceasing rain in October, floods described as the worst in decades have continued to devastate their nations. With over 100 fatalities and tens of thousands of people rendered homeless, an estimated 1.2 million people have been affected, many of whom are in need of urgent support.
Have you considered leaving here? Because the water now is getting already quite close to...
On Saturday, November 5th, United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Deputy United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator, Catherine Bragg, warned that the humanitarian emergency could worsen as a combined $29 million US appeal for both Nicaragua and El Salvador was only a little over 20% funded.
It is a real disaster. When you have close to 10% of your geographic area underwater, that I would say that is a disaster.
Meanwhile, the UN Population Fund, or UNFPA, has been mobilizing resources to provide life-saving health care in areas where medical facilities were destroyed or rendered unreachable, particularly for women in the region. The European Commission has allocated €4 million to deliver food and medical care, shelter, clean water and sanitation to Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras and Nicaragua, while Canada is donating approximately $2 million through the International Development Agency. US-based humanitarian aid agency CHF International has sent teams to Nicaragua, Honduras and El Salvador, and the Seventh-day Adventist Development and Relief Agency similarly initiated emergency response with hygiene kits and food supplies delivered to Honduras, El Salvador and Guatemala. The OPEC Fund for International Development, or OFID, has offered more than $300,000 in emergency funding to El Salvador and Nicaragua, and the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, is providing $2.5 million to support the flood affected in El Salvador, while international children's charity SOS Children's Villages is providing food and aid supplies to hundreds of families in the country.
International governments, groups and personnel, we sincerely appreciate your generous actions of care for Central American brethren in need, as we pray for the protection of those in the flood-affected regions. May such severe conditions be alleviated as we strive to restore the balance of our ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. thế giới em hãy bừng tỉnh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng núi cháy và non mòn suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Nay đại địa xin bất cơn khuân khoai, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Nay biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tin ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên. Biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 442. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Groups in France appeal for students' well-rounded veg health. On the occasion of World Vegan Month throughout November, groups and people worldwide have been raising awareness about the benefits of plant-based fare as well as the detriments of meat consumption. 17 organizations gathered recently in front of the French Ministry of Agriculture in Paris, seeking the repeal of a law that effectively removes standard vegetarian options in school menus across the country. Over 6,000 signatures of concerned citizens were presented to appeal the measure, which mandates that meals served in school canteens contain meat-based products, and that fish is served at a certain minimum frequency. One group, the Citizens Initiative for the Rights of Vegetarians, noted that such a regulation does not allow fundamental individual liberties and the free exercise of conscience, as proclaimed by the United Nations. Vegetarian groups such as L214 have also taken up the matter with the French government's food agency, the Direction Générale de l'Alimentation.
Ce décret et cet arrêté promeuvent un modèle alimentaire basé sur une forte consommation de produits d'origine animale. Et on le sait, ce modèle, il est néfaste pour les animaux, pour l'environnement, pour la santé et pour le partage des ressources avec d'autres régions du monde. Mais bien sûr, quand on est dans la rue, quand on va à la rencontre des gens, on se rend bien compte qu'il y a une prise de conscience là-dessus.
Avec les mêmes quantités produites végétales, on pourrait nourrir toute la planète, parce que pendant ce temps-là, pendant qu'on nourrit les animaux pour faire le kilo de viande, eh ben, il y a plus de la moitié de la planète qui se nourrit mal ou qui meurt de faim actuellement. Rappelons-nous, il n'y a pas si longtemps, tous les maladies qu'on a craint, H1N1, etc. C'est aussi par rapport au type d'élevage, une concentration de porcs, de poulets. Demain, on va vers une catastrophe écologique si on n'avance pas.
Our appreciation concerned groups as well as individuals in France for voicing the truth about the cruelties of meat production and the importance of making wise food choices, especially at this urgent time for our planet.
May schools and institutions everywhere support the freedom of being able to choose the optimal veg diet for our health, others, and the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Asteroid passes close to Earth, named 2005 YU-55. This planetary body, the size of an aircraft carrier, is reaching its closest point as it passes between the Earth and the Moon at 18:28 or 6:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, November 8. Coming within 201,700 miles of the Earth, scientists note that this is the nearest an asteroid of this size has come in more than 30 years. The astronomers have been tracking the rock-like sphere, which they say measures about 1,300 feet or 396 meters wide, since it was first discovered in 2005. Although the asteroid was then classified as having the potential to collide with the Earth, more detailed data in 2010 revealed that it was not a threat. Tuesday's journey of the asteroid is not likely to be visible to the naked eye, but those with at least a 6-inch telescope may be able to perceive its movement across a clear night sky. Our appreciation, all scientists, for your careful monitoring and sharing of this unique moment in our planetary history. We are thankful for the Earth's safety and pray that this may always be so as we continue to witness such wondrous events of the universe.
Save Our Planet. Comprehensive study validates global temperature rise. In a study conducted over the course of a year, astrophysicist and Professor Richard Muller of the University of California, Berkeley in the USA led an extremely detailed evaluation effort to determine whether concerns about the validity of global warming information were supported by data. The two main areas of question were regarding a possible skewing of temperatures upward from data collected in cities called the heat island effect, as well as inaccuracies that could come from recording temperatures from outdated weather station equipment. Dubbing the project the Berkeley Earth Surface Temperature Program, Dr. Muller and a team of physicists and other researchers collected data from around 40,000 weather stations around the world. They also created some new methods to analyze the information. Their findings were consistent with those of previous studies conducted by organizations such as the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, in concluding that global average temperatures are in fact rising. As stated by Professor Muller, we see a global warming trend that is very similar to that previously reported by the other groups. This confirms that these studies were done carefully and that potential biases identified by climate change skeptics did not seriously affect their conclusions.
Professor Muller and international colleagues, many thanks for your diligent and detailed efforts that confirm the dire reality of global warming. Let us all heed such urgent information by acting swiftly to renew our harmony with nature, to preserve the lives of all beings on Earth. Save Our Planet, affirming the nation's support for an international convention intended to protect endangered whales. The British Foreign Office on November 2, 2011, warns travellers of stringent penalties that could be imposed as it advises all citizens to avoid returning with whale meat from abroad.
Save Our Planet. After extended drought resulted in the perishing of at least 1,000 trees and other vegetation in Dyson Park of Texas, USA, officials announced on November 4, 2011, that they must relocate 11 bison away from their 40-year herd to an area of land near the border with Oklahoma.
Hi, wonderful viewers! I'm Daisy the Alpaca, a dedicated vegan with a wellness tip. A study by Australian researchers found that adolescents who regularly consume fruits and vegetables had better mental health than those who have the tendency to eat more processed and non-nourishing foods. During this rapid period of growth, good nutrition is very important. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Myanmar or Burma donates $50,000 to aid Pakistan. The funds are to assist those affected by floods close to Karachi city in Sindh province. At a ceremony, Myanmar's or Burma Union Minister for Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Mr. Yu Woon Mung Win, delivered the contribution to Pakistan's Director General of Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Mr. Amjad Majid Abbasi. Our heartfelt appreciation, Your Excellency Mr. Yu Woon Mung in Myanmar or Burma, for your generosity and care may assist many kind Pakistani citizens in greeting brighter tomorrows with Allah's munificent blessings.
In Veg News, a Chinese celebrity couple begins their marriage promoting compassion. Following their gorgeous wedding, Mr. Zhang Jie, a well-known pop singer, and Ms. Xie Na, a prominent television host, held a fantastic vegan banquet to entertain their guests and encourage a green lifestyle. It took place in beautiful Shangri-La, northwest of Yunnan province. The delectable feast was planned by Pei Ren Vegan Cooking Studio with top chefs from the country as part of the distinguished team. All the food and materials were natural and organic, selected from Shangri-La and Jizu Mountain, a famous Buddhist site in Yunnan. Kaiseki and Shizhuan cruelty-free cuisine was offered. Bravo, Zhang Jie and Xie Na, for sharing the diet of kindness. Congratulations on your marriage, as we wish you many years together filled with joy, laughter, and blessings from heaven. Up next on Noteworthy News, a wind-powered electric van is used to deliver groceries to the elderly. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. Stay tuned for more responsible news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. In sustainable energy news, the United Kingdom's first wind-powered electric van is on the road. The vehicle is energized by being plugged into an electricity supply that is generated by a wind turbine. The eco-van is utilized by a government agency in Fife, Scotland, that delivers groceries and pensions to the elderly. Using a fuel cell at the power plant, the vehicle can keep operating even when there is no wind for up to 2 weeks. The green van will save £1,500 on fuel costs as well as more than 1.8 tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year. Kudos, United Kingdom, on this exciting innovation. May we soon see many such clean and earth-friendly vehicles in all cities and towns throughout our globe.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Bunun, an Aboriginal language of Formosa or Taiwan, entitled, Who's Listening?
Kikong dongka, tasa kamisa na, tupa loka banana da tuplak, baka binanawa da tan-a. Kikong dongka, lusa kamisa na, mata tuplak binanawa da banana da tan-a. Kikong dongka, tau kamisa na, bayi, pata tuplak dongka amina, tan-a ka kau pabunon.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Dr. Joel Furman, improving your health through a plant-based diet on healthy living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Great program. Thank you, viewer.
Amiable viewer, thank you for your comment. Esteemed vegan physician Dr. Joel Furman explains in detail how the plant-based diet provides us with all we need to flourish. May you all be abundantly blessed with vibrant well-being in body, mind, and spirit.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom be our cherished companions.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. In a first ever joint ministerial meeting, delegates from Russia and the Gulf Cooperation Council agreed to work toward completely eliminating weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, as well as fostering cooperation in other areas.
Thanks to China's healthcare reform policy that went into effect in 2009, with new measures that include rural cooperatives offering medical care, 90% of all residents now participate in the country's basic medical insurance system, even as services continue to be improved.
In an annual survey conducted by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Lincoln Financial Field in Pennsylvania, USA, home to the National Football League team, the Philadelphia Eagles, is named most vegetarian-friendly stadium in the U.S.
Visiting British delegates from various accounting organizations meet with their counterparts in OLAC or Vietnam, where they agree to work together towards standardizing practices that will benefit OLAC's participation in international markets.
Mr. Robert King, an alumnus of Stanford University in California, USA, and his wife Dorothy, donate $100 million and $50 million in matching funds for the university's establishment of a special institute dedicated to assisting and increasing prosperity in developing nations.
Russian officials announced the successful conclusion of Mars 500, a 520-day study conducted with a six-man international crew that simulated the many psychological and physical effects of long-term spaceflight in preparation for a future mission to Mars.
In the UK, upon learning of Ms. Laura Binder's cancer diagnosis and discouraged state of mind, her nine-year-old daughter, Lindsay, writes a loving note of cheer every day to her mum, with tests 7 months later finding Ms. Binder to be what one doctor called miraculously cancer-free.
U.S. animal activist and television celebrity Bob Barker, along with U.S. actress and vegetarian Georgia Fox, joined several animal welfare organizations in launching a bill that, if passed by the U.S. Congress, would ban the use of wild and exotic animals in circuses.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.